Let's get on to your first story, Natasha. The Kashmir floods, it's being called a man-made ecological disaster. The Bombay Natural History Society has actually linked these floods in Jammu and Kashmir to massive loss of wetlands in the valley, and they've come out with a report. Mm. So what does that say?
So they've come out with this report today, and they've essentially reinforced what we all know. Earlier, when the floods actually happened, the government kept saying, you know, these are the worst in a century. It couldn't have been prevented. It's natural. It's just the worst rain you could have expected. But now this report sort of reinforces the fact that most of what's happening around the world today is man-made. Mm. What they've said is that they had carried out field studies by their researchers on the Dal Lake in Srinagar, and it found that the lake had suffered due to reclamations all along its periphery in the marshy areas. The lake area is just about 1,200 hectares now, which is almost half of its original size. Another water body called the Wular Lake reduced from 20,200 hectares to a mere 2,400 now.
Wow.
So you can imagine the amount of land which has been reclaimed, and this has happened just over the past 30-odd years. So nearly 50% of the wetlands in the Kashmir Valley have been encroached upon. And that's the primary reason that these floods have happened, because wetlands act as a sponge for excess water. And when you don't have them, then you're bound to have floods.
So it's just storing the water, making sure it doesn't go run into rural areas around it.
Yeah.
What does the government do when a report like this comes out? Do they ignore it? Do they say something publicly? What's happened?
I was checking the Environment Ministry. I was checking for news reports. So far, they haven't really said anything. The Ministry of Environment is keeping mum about it, because the fact is they are largely to blame for this. Environmentalists over the past couple of days actually have been, you know, giving interviews, and they have been very critical of the ministry, saying that it had been forewarned. It had this report, apparently, a couple of years ago. It was told that this is going to happen. Do something about it. Stop, issuing permits to builders, etc. Because the main problem, I guess, in India has been the fact that the Ministry of Environment has been issuing clearances to builders left, right, and center. And obviously, it also has a lot to do with a lot of corruption on the ground, a lot of backhand deals going on. And it is largely to blame for what is happening in Kashmir right now. So obviously, it will be doing an audit now, but at the moment, they're not commenting publicly.
Let's move on to the second story that you've wanted to talk about today. Frustrated by a two-hour delay, passengers refused to let a Pakistani politician board a plane. So this is a video that's gone viral. Mm. What's the story?
Well, flight delays because of politicians or well-connected individuals is not uncommon in Pakistan, it seems, especially on Pakistan's national airline. What people do is VIPs, they will call in a favor. They'll just call in and say, look, I'm running 15 minutes late. Hold the plane. Apparently, it happens quite often. Now, people were obviously sick of this, and this happened yesterday. The flight was scheduled to depart from Karachi's Jinnah International Airport at 7 p.m., but passengers say it was delayed for more than 2.5 hours. Now, according to reports, crew members told passengers that the delay was because of a technical difficulty initially. Mm. But then a rumor started on the flight that this was because they were waiting for a VIP passenger, and this is former Interior Minister Rehman Malik, who was running late. Now, there are two clips trending online. There's one of another politician who came earlier, and he was offloaded, and they said, you're with Malik, or just go away and stuff. They didn't let him enter the flight because he came in 2.5 hours late. And the second one, which has just gone viral, is the moment when Rehman Malik is trying to enter and how the passengers react, and this is what they say to him.
We've taken it for too long. 68 years.
We're not taking it anymore.
Are we going to take it for
another 68 years?
Aage. Flight delay ki hai? Kisne ki flight delay? Assalamu alaikum. Sorry, sahi. Sorry, Malik sahab. Sorry. Malik sahab, you should go back. You should apologize to these parents. Yes, you should. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should go back.
Rehman Malik sahab, 250 passenger khwar hua hai aapke wajah se. I am sorry. They're all coming out.
Because of you. It is your fault, sir. It is your fault, sir. I am sorry. Malik Sahab, you are not a minister anymore. You are not a minister anymore. And even if you are a minister, we don't care. We don't care anymore. We don't care anymore. You people have to become humans.
Do you know, as much as he, there's a build there, there's some momentum building, he was respectful to the end.
I was surprised.
Yes.
I thought you might have to clip out a lot.
No, I didn't have to clip out anything. There was a little bit of Urdu in there, and you know, what they were saying was 250 people have been affected because of you, shame on you, etc. So reinforcing what they were actually saying in English as well. So I didn't really edit anything. It's exactly what happened. And yes, they were respectful. But in general, I think Urdu is a very respectful language. So, and people in general are respectful towards each other in Pakistan. But they were very angry. It was very clear. Mr. Malik, you know, from a distance, he saw the crowd. He saw their, you should see the video. He just about turned, walked right off because he knew he was in trouble. So
all the passengers walked off the plane to confront him, or did he make it all the way onto the plane before all of this commotion started?
The video actually shows them waiting at the entrance.
Okay.
At the end of the tunnel. They were just waiting for who is this person who is making us, you know, late, etc.
With torches and pitchforks. Yeah. love it.
None of that. Just cell phone cameras, which is it's a mini revolution of sorts. It's just so powerful, this video.
Well, the cell phone is the new pitchfork, isn't it?
It is. So, it is indeed, yes.
Oh, it's a fantastic story. Natasha, always good to have you. Thank you very much for coming in. Just a